I'm Evan Kay, 11th grader, River Hill.
I'm Paula Elguera. I'm a sophomore in 10th grade at River Hill.
My name's Eli, and I'm a junior at River Hill High School, and I play football and lacrosse.
COVID started like around this time last year, and we haven't been in school for almost a year. And now a lot of students are back in the building, and we were able to have fall sports in like a shortened season. And now we have spring sports also in a shortened season. And we have Eli here who plays lacrosse. So we're going to get some inside information about that.
Yeah, Eli, how hard was it to go from really no practice and no games right into 2-hour practices 5 days a week?
At first it was just like any normal season. You know, you have the off season where you're training, but you're not really actually playing your sport. So like always, it was hard, but we were able to adjust pretty quickly. Like the coaches were pretty good at easing us into it, not giving us too much at first, not overwhelming us. You know, just trying to make sure that we didn't fall behind and we stayed on top of our stuff. But I mean, it really wasn't too hard considering we were going through a pandemic.
Yeah, that's a good point. What did the team do before the season to prepare for tryouts, since you guys didn't really have booster camps or anything?
Well, normally we have like weightlifting every day throughout the summer, so we didn't have that. So we were not as prepared as we normally would have been, but we did have these things called captain's practices, where basically all the players just go out on the field and there's no coaches, and we just kind of run through some stuff, you know, just like a refresher. Not too formal, but I mean, we didn't do much to prepare other than a few of those practices where we just got to meet up for a little bit.
Eli, it seems like less kids tried out this year. Why do you think that is?
Honestly, we're going through a pandemic, so I think a lot of people are still scared. They're very cautious. You know, a lot of parents are hesitant to send their kids where there's going to be large groups of people. But I think the fact that the pandemic, or like the numbers have been decreasing in the pandemic recently, definitely contributes to more and more people. Like in fall, we didn't have that many people playing football, but I feel like more and more people are starting to try out.
Yeah, so because of those smaller numbers, do you think that the level of play is going to be lower?
Honestly, no, I don't think so. We've had a lot less people in the past, so I don't think it should be too different this year.
Eli, what have coaches done to change the team's outlook on this season?
The coaches really are just stressing the importance that not every game is guaranteed and that every practice could be your last practice. So they're mainly saying leave it all on the field. Try 100%, 150%, just give it everything you got. And so that way, you know, if the game ends and you're like, oh, I'm going to do better next game, you know, if the game gets canceled, you don't want to have that thought in the back of your head that you could have done better. So they're really just stressing the importance of giving it all and like playing for our seniors.
Yeah, that's definitely important. COVID has had a lot of effects on players as individuals, but how do you think it's affected the team as a whole?
Everyone's going through their individual struggles and trying to get through this, but I really don't think it's affected the team as a whole. Like, our chemistry is still there and we're still getting through. Like, I honestly think that it's, if anything, brought people together, because we're going through this hard time together. We have something in common. But yeah, it hasn't really affected us much.
So you talked about how it affects the team as a whole. What about specifically each individual player?
Yeah, like I said, not much impact. I mean, there's some kids that are a little bit more out of shape because they've been sitting around doing nothing and they've been stuck inside the house for the past year. But other than that, not much.
So throughout all of this, it's definitely a big learning experience. So what do you think are the biggest takeaways that you and the team have gotten through this?
I think we've really just learned to appreciate the little time that we have with each other, because I would say that pre-pandemic, we were all really, you know, we weren't looking forward to practice as much as we should have. We didn't realize how much of an like what a great opportunity it was and how many people don't have that chance. So I think the fact that we've gotten it taken away from us, now that it's back, it really made us appreciate it a lot more.
Yeah, I definitely think the pandemic has helped people appreciate things more. So what's excited you most about this season?
Honestly, just getting back to somewhat normal life, pre-pandemic life, getting out there with friends, going to do something normal. You know, it's not really ideal, but it's better than nothing, that's for sure.
Yeah, so last question. How do you think that the team dynamic changed, even in, if this was just like a normal season, after losing a bunch of seniors last year?
I was not on varsity last year, so I don't remember much about the seniors from last year, but I know that a lot of guys are going to have to step up and they're going to have to be leaders. Luckily, this year we only have about 4 seniors, so next year we will not be losing that many people. I think we should be a lot more prepared.
I talked to a player on the varsity baseball team, and he said that he noticed less players tried out this year, just like you did, Eli. But he said that generally the more committed players, to use his words, are still playing. But he also noted that there's going to be less depth for the teams because there are less people playing. So it's going to be more workload for the starters, more pressure on the stars.
Yeah, I agree. We have like 4 defensemen this year, and my coach is going down to JV, and he's like, yeah, we have no depth in our defense, so we're going to have to pull up some guys. But yeah, definitely a struggle.
Yeah, giving the younger players some more opportunity. And he also thinks the worst COVID effect this season for him is not having out-of-county games or the state championship. So, Eli, does the lack of a state championship or even the out-of-county games affect your motivation at all, knowing that the championship is really the crowning achievement for the season?
Yes and no. I would say definitely it's a bummer that we don't have playoffs, but it really motivates. Like, normally at the end of the season before playoffs, teams usually don't try because they're like, oh, we have a guaranteed seed or whatever. But honestly, then in that aspect, like, it made people work harder towards the end of the season. But I mean, also, yes, it was definitely a kill to the motivation when we realized our season would be ended so quickly. But I mean, yeah, it was awesome winning counties in football. We went 5-0, shut out 4 teams, and I think we could have gone pretty far in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was definitely exciting to see that, especially despite all like the hardships that the teams and coaches and players have had to go through this season. Being able to come through with the county championship was definitely a big deal. I spoke to Kathleen, who's a sophomore on varsity volleyball, and she told me that her softball season was shortened by over a month due to COVID. So obviously, like, time to prepare and everything was also shortened. And building like a relationship with your team is definitely important, especially for high school. People are coming from different clubs and everything. So that is also another big effect of COVID on just like team relationships and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, and kids really aren't able to hang out outside of school because if you're not at practice, you're supposed to be at home quarantining. So, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, definitely. And the player I talked to mentioned that because of that shortened season, that it's going to be difficult this year to play so many games in so little time. So, Eli, do you worry about fatigue in a physical sport like lacrosse? Are even more injuries this year because of that compressed schedule?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, next Friday, the 7th, we play Howard, and then the following Monday, we have another game, and then that week, we have 3 more games. So I definitely think it'll be difficult, but we're just going to have to rest when we're not on the field and just ice up, I don't know, recover.
And thank you for coming, Eli. Good luck with your spring season, and to anyone else playing spring sports, good luck.
Thank you. All right, see you guys.